What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing on this fine Wednesday evening?
I am doing pretty good, although for the second week in a row, my Packers did lose again, and it was on my birthday, too. So
let's say they didn't hold up their end of the birthday
gift. Exactly. But this is why I, during the last episode, chose the Eagles
you
for
did?
The predictions. I did.
What did I choose?
Also the Eagles.
Makes sense, so, yeah.
Which I actually did pretty good on last week's predictions, and Vinny did not do so good. So I may have retaken the lead on that. But, I mean, this week of football, I felt...
It was a bit of an odd one.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelers also were, I mean... extremely disappointing.
Yeah, both of our teams very disappointing in primetime games. And then some teams showed, you know, like they're really dominant, and then other teams showed, oh, maybe there's some struggle in them and they're not as good as we thought. But yeah, there was honestly a couple really good games. So let's just hop into some news and talk about what happened.
All right, guys, let's get into some news and some injury updates for the week. So starting off, I did have a quick little, signing or trade we just picked up, actually by the Steelers. So it was cornerback Asante Samuel Jr., mm-hmm. who was on the Chargers previously in his career, but Steelers just picked him up. So, Aiden, do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think he's still, I remember he used to be really good, but I'm a little annoyed because I wanted the Packers to get him, of course, and of course they don't, but, yeah, I think this is a good signing for the Steelers. Their secondary this year, which they spent so much money this summer to improve, just continues to suck, so.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. I mean... we got Ramsey playing safety now.
Yeah.
So I guess someone had to step up. And yeah, I mean, you know, he's very young still. I mean, he's 26.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, a bit before my time. But yeah, so that, you know, maybe, just maybe that can bring a little something.
Yeah, I think he's just on the practice squad right now. So we'll have to see. But
I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's not much standing in his way of getting
sure.
onto the main team, but yeah. So hopefully that works out. I'm rooting for it. But also, you know, moving into some injuries. I mean, nothing too crazy. I mean, the first one is a bit surprising, which I didn't see this till I was just looking up some updates. I hadn't heard about it, but Marvin Harrison is out with appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
Which, take it from me, I actually had this in the past. It is very painful.
Oof.
So, I mean, I don't know how long it's supposed to be out, but like when I had it, I couldn't imagine.
I think I saw it was like 1 to 2 weeks.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That seems early. I mean, at least for mine.
Yeah, but you're probably just a wimp too.
Though. If I had something else, they did something else. But I mean, yeah, they do like 3 incisions in your abdomen, like your belly button. So, you know, it's definitely painful there. Don't want to rush back too much. But yeah, just, you know, more targets for Trey McBride. So, you know, fantasy wise, that'll benefit me a bit.
Yeah.
Also, I think Benson's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They got
DeMarcado
and Benson as the running backs now. So, yeah, could be an interesting little dynamic there. Also, in surgery news, Travis Hunter got his LCL surgery, which I guess I don't know how – he got injured a bit ago, but
yeah.
I guess he was putting it off. I don't know what
I think so.
What the reason was. But, yeah, so he'll, you know, be out like 6 months. So, obviously,
pretty
he's
much,
done for
yeah,
the year anyways. But,
season.
You know, could start fresh – next year. He did show some promise this year,
mm-hmm.
so it is unfortunate there. Another young guy injury is Jackson Dart, who suffered a concussion in the game this week.
Yes.
So it looks like they're giving Jameis Winston the start.
Yeah.
So Russell Wilson, he was in there for a a little bit.
He did nothing.
Yeah.
And they choked. So.
So, yeah, it looks like Winston will get the promotion. Yeah, I guess Wilson is now third string, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he, you know, he went from starting on the Steelers to now third string on the Giants.
I mean, he went from really good on the Seahawks to bad on the Broncos, not great on the Steelers, and then.
Yeah, so kind of unfortunate for them, you know. Now, first Scataboo, now Dart.
Yeah, I think
hopefully
Dart,
it's not.
It should only be 1 or 2 weeks.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be terrible. Also, in injury, or I guess speaking of quarterbacks, we do have news that Joe Burrow is returning soon.
Mm-hmm. That will be huge for the Bengals, who, I mean, from what I remember, they're 2 games off of the lead from the
They kind of held up a bit.
And they've lost the last 2 games. Think about, like, if they...
By one, yeah, they, and every time they lose, it's by one... Well, last 2 games are by 1 score.
Yeah, so they win those 2 games, and, I mean, they're right back in it, so...
Yeah, I mean, they... Yeah, you know, Flacco's been... He's been holding it down, so, you know, he should be happy there, but, you know, I know Jamar Chase fantasy owners.
I mean, Jamar's been cooking without Joe, so...
I mean, Flacco probably just relies on him even more.
Yeah.
So you may honestly see less.
That's true.
But, yeah, so that, you know, exciting. I guess, you know, bad for the Steelers, but, you know, exciting later season action there.
Yes.
But two receivers that are, you know, on the injury list is Garrett Wilson, who got re-injured. He was out and then re-injured his knee, so he's out another 3 to 4 weeks.
Oof.
So, you know, hit for the Giants, or not Giants, Jets. But, you know, we'll see if they, you know, if Fields can manage.
Yes.
But, and also Devontae Adams, I did see, I forget, did he play this week? I forget if he...
Yeah, I think he did.
Okay, but I believe now he is...
Yeah, he had a hamstring injury during the game, or maybe back.
I forget. I read on here it was oblique, so, like, I guess you're, you know... side abdomen, but
okay.
So he, you know, he is questionable. You know, may sit this next one out, but we,
which means Puka is now guaranteed 40 catches this game,
just what we needed.
Yeah.
But also, you know, Bucky Irving was, you know, he was questionable, but I looked in on my bench and Rashad White was projected points again. So, you know, I think he's projected 15 points in our league. So, yeah, it's looking like he's going to sit out. But also, who is the...
Sean Tucker.
Sean Tucker. He's kind of been eating into the share of Rashad White.
Yeah.
Which is a bit unfortunate for me. But, so, yeah, that, you know, that'll be worth watching as well. Also, Ramondre, he was out this last week, and he's ruled out again this week, so...
Amarion Hampton, or, no, Travion Henderson will be getting a lot more touches, which he used
He was balling out this week. And, yeah, those are all the injuries I wanted to throw in. I mean, there's obviously, you know, like, a bit more usual stuff, like DeAndre Swift is always questionable, London... He's questionable. I think Percy'll may be coming back as well. He is returning to practice this week. So,
okay.
You know, there's a chance for them. But otherwise, not exactly sure. So, and do you want to throw anything else into the mix?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Jair Alexander is stepping away from football for definitely until he can figure stuff out. He just keeps getting hurt, which I think is awesome. I mean, the Eagles just traded for him.
So, yeah, how does that work? Did they just, like, get scammed? Or,
yeah,
like, does he, you know, is he owed any guaranteed money or anything?
He might be owed money, but, I mean, it's good for him. I mean, he's getting free money pretty much, so.
And he's scamming the Eagles.
Yeah,
so,
you gotta.
I mean, but dude, he's only 28. Like, he's a
two seasons ago he was probably the best cornerback in the NFL.
I'll probably say Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs. Bruh. No, I'm kidding. But dude, remember how many interceptions? No,
yeah, but he's still trying.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of aged pretty quickly here. Just the injuries caught up to him.
Yeah.
So, you know, could be done. You know, he had a good career with the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, hey, you know, hats off to him there. But yeah, so that's all you got. That's all I got. I say it's, you know, time to start moving into some of these games with Guess the Player.
All right.
All right. It is time for Guess the Player, Aiden's okay. favorite segment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got, you know,
last
we got
week
some...
I didn't do too good, so I got to
Was
it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can always decide how hard I want to make it. This one, let me just pull up here. I think you'll get two at least.
Okay, we were running the quad box all Sunday. So
we had the four games up.
So we'll see.
But all right, who do I want to start with here? You know what? Let's start with this one. All right. So this one, it's, you know, you could say it's quite the performance. We have 32 rushes.
Holy.
For 244 yards. And 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
As well as 3 catches for 42 yards.
That's got to be Jonathan Taylor, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That was the free one I'd give you there.
244 yards and 3 touchdowns. Bro is actually going insane right now. I mean, he scored almost 50 fantasy points.
Some of these he scored over. Well, I guess it depends on your PPR.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, dude, 32 carries is just like, I don't even know how you can. And he hasn't even gotten it. Like, he was usually kind of injury prone last year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he's just balling out.
Yeah.
I mean, getting the overtime win against, I mean, Falcons are just always inconsistent. And
to show how much of a workload he is, when you look at the carry or the carry like splits, he had 32. The other two running backs had 1 and 1.
I mean, that just seems, yeah.
That is dominating.
I mean, that just seems a little, I mean, you know, some coaches maybe wouldn't do that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you got to give him some rest here and there, but, you know, can't really say the same about the Falcons. Bijan, yeah. I mean, 17 carries, 84 yards, but then
pretty good.
Tyler Algier, they just put him in and snag his touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Had 2 touchdowns, still had 11 carries, 57 yards. But yeah, he started off amazing, and then the coach just decides that he doesn't need that many carries.
Yeah,
I mean,
that is a little weird.
Hasn't had a rushing touchdown in like 5 weeks.
Yeah, and Michael Penix. A pretty awful game. You see the 177 yards, 1 touchdown, no picks, but 12 for 28. That is less than 50% of his passes completed. And, I mean, the Falcons, they, like, look good sometimes, and then they look bad others. I don't understand them, but the Colts get back to winning after somehow they lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the Steelers pulled off there.
Yeah, I don't know either, but...
But yeah, the Falcons are on a mean losing streak now. Is it 4 games? Yeah. Four game losing streak. After beating the Bills.
Yeah, they
beat the Bills.
They started the season 3-1.
Yeah, like they beat the Bills and then they get shut out 30-0 against the Panthers.
Yeah.
And then they almost go to overtime with the Falcons and they get blown out by the Dolphins.
I guess they go to overtime with the Colts, which, okay, but.
Respect. But yeah, I mean, they're just inconsistent. They got the Panthers coming up again, which, yeah, last time they got just totally shut out.
Beat up on.
I don't know how you can bet on, like, I don't know anyone that would bet on the Falcons right now.
Yeah, they're just very inconsistent.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, very impressive you know, if you had Jonathan Taylor on your fantasy team and you somehow lost this week,
which the guy in our league did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, did he end up winning? He
won like barely. I think because
he was projected to lose.
I think it was just because the Packers kicker got 0 points. Uh-oh. Or however many points.
No, he got. I think he got
one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just yeah, John Taylor. Everyone, you know, missed opportunities to draft him earlier. But all right, so that was, you know, that was a little easy one. I figured you'd get that one. This next one though may give you a bit more trouble.
Okay.
We got another pretty solid performance here. 14 carries for 147 yards, as well as 2 touchdowns on the ground. And then an additional 1 catch for 3 yards.
Wow. Okay. So this is pretty much just a pure runner, which I'm honestly not too sure, although maybe it's there's a couple guys that it could be, honestly. I'm going to go with Travis Etienne, maybe. He's on my fantasy team, so.
That is, you know, not a bad guess. That is incorrect. I don't think Etienne had that many points this week.
I know he had, like,
he had less than 20, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he didn't have that many yards at all, so.
Yeah, well, this player, someone you probably wouldn't expect on a given week, but it's Trayvon Henderson, who you mentioned earlier.
Yes, the 2 touchdowns. I should have known that.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to really take this opportunity to talk about the Patriots, who are, they're 8-2.
Cruising.
And what's their win streak at? I mean,
it's pretty high. Let's see.
If you take, well, yeah, 4, what 5, what is their win 6, streak at?
7 game win streak. After the loss to the Steelers.
Yeah, if you take out the Steelers, then it's like a 9-game win streak. Because they lost their first game to the Raiders.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just when Drake May was getting his feet wet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, Drake May, I think he's now, I don't know, I mean, at least after this game, I don't know if
I think he changed. Is the MVP favorite.
Yeah, he's still the MVP favorite, which, you know, starting out the season, he probably wasn't anywhere
in
the discussion at all.
I still don't know how I mean, he's playing really good, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, he had, like, 50% completion and interception. I mean, Baker played better in this game. Baker had almost 300
stat-wise,
yards, 3 touchdowns.
Stat-wise, true. But, I mean, the Patriots are just, you know, they're firing on all cylinders
right and now. Especially now that Trayvon is actually playing good. Because he was playing not great near the beginning of the season. So
and Ramondre, they're both just like fumbling in the ball like every time. But
and then once again, this is the thing that pisses me off about this Patriots team. As a Stephon Diggs owner, I just want him to be the wide receiver one. But every single week, it's a new guy that goes off that is not named Stephon Diggs. Mac Hollins goes off. Demario Douglas will go off. I'm guessing next week Jack Westover is about to have a career game. So
he does seem to use all the, you know, all the talent there. So, you know, that's kind of the system. I mean, remember back in the Tom Brady era, he was always dishing it out there.
That's true.
So people may be calling him the next Tom Brady. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, the Buccaneers are now 6-3. They've lost. I mean, granted, their schedule has been pretty tough, and they beat the teams that they should beat.
And they're still riddled with injuries.
Yeah, and they got a tough game Sunday night next week. Or, no, that's 2 weeks with the Rams. Actually, wow, this is, if you don't count the Saints game, they would have had the Lions, Patriots, Bills, and Bucks, or and Rams. That's pretty tough. Luckily, they do have a very easy end of the season. So, if they don't have this division bagged up, which they pretty much do, it will be pretty easy for them. So,
and the Patriots, they got the Jets coming up on Thursday Night Football tomorrow.
Yeah,
but I mean, not too hard like Bengals, Giants, Bills, which they can beat. They've beat Ravens, Jets again, Dolphins. So like they're, yeah, I mean they're 8-2. They can easily.
They could easily get the one seed in this AFC as long as the Colts. Yeah.
I mean the AFC has three teams that are 8-2.
Yeah.
But if you look at the NFC, nobody is 8-2.
We got
Eagles, 7-2. I guess, are 7-2, so they could win one more.
And the Seahawks and Rams are both 7-2. So.
Oh, true. I guess everyone's got their bye weeks then.
Yeah, a lot of AFC bye weeks.
But yeah, so the Patriots are. Yeah, Patriots. You know, like Bills.
Sneaky good.
Yeah, the Bills are. I mean, I guess with the bye weeks, one game off, maybe, but. Yeah, this is interesting. You know, Patriots, who would have thought that they'd just be arguably the most dominant team?
Yeah, especially, we've seen this year. I mean, they now got a 2-game cushion on this division, so.
Yeah, crazy. But, you know, got to give respect to them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do this one here. All right. This one, I mean, nothing crazy. This one, not very good. Burner throwing some good stats and some bad stats. I mean, not terrible, but this player was 20 for 36 with 176 passing yards, no touchdowns, but also no interceptions, was sacked 3 times, and did achieve 28 rushing yards on 5 carries.
Did they have any fumbles?
I'd have to check. I don't have that written down.
If they had a fumble, then I think.
Just tell me who you think it is with or without the fumble.
I think it's Jordan Love.
Did he have a fumble?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's Jordan Love.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to, like, you know, I knew this game. It was just a really weird game.
Yeah.
And I wanted a reason to talk about it, but I just couldn't find any stat line that was pleasing. Yeah. I mean, you could say Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game. It was almost, I don't know if it's was the lowest scoring of.
I mean, 0-0 at 0-0
at half. I was like, they're on pace for a 0-0 game.
Yeah.
But then we saw some touchdowns in the second half. But it was still, it was just
this game.
The Packers were just blowing the second.
This game was very annoying for multiple reasons. One, losing to the Eagles sucks. Our offense looked terrible, even though our defense looked amazing. And once again, Matt LaFleur looks terrible as the play caller.
I saw so many funny memes.
Sucks. And my biggest argument or biggest criticism of this game, and maybe it's just I'm a Jordan Love truther, but people saying that Jordan Love is the reason that our offense is not playing good, that is the most insane thing to say. This game, he didn't have his top three receivers. He didn't have his great tight end. His offensive play caller is brain dead. And he, on these last two drives, made some amazing throws that the receivers
they were dropping them like flies.
Yes.
I mean,
and he played, granted, he did have the one fumble, which didn't look great. But, I mean, people that keep, like, saying that he's not a good quarterback is crazy. Because he's, like, they're obviously not watching the games. They're just looking at the stats, which his stats also aren't even that bad. I don't know. That I'm going to have these Packers rants every single week if we don't change, but it's just so annoying because we play so good and then, you know, just can't get it done.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's a two game losing streak for them and pretty poor performances at that, pretty low
back-to-back
scoring.
Back-to-back losses at home.
Yeah, which that hasn't happened since 2019, I want to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they got the Giants coming up, so, like, you know, with, you know, without Dart.
Need a confidence.
This is really, I mean, if they lose this game, I'm sorry, but I really don't have much hope for them.
I know a lot of people don't have hope for the Packers, and I probably shouldn't, especially the rest of our schedule after this Giants game is actually pretty tough. But I have full faith that this team can still make some noise. You know, yeah. We need to get knocked down before we can get back up. And we've proven that our offense can look really good. The first few games of the season, other than the Browns game, I mean, we were scoring 25-plus in every game. And then these last two games, offense has just looked terrible. But we've only lost by at most 3 points. Our every single loss we have had is by a field goal. So, you know, take that with what it is, but I don't know.
And I mean, also, the, you know, I mean, not that the Eagles played good, but, A.J. Brown, two catches, 13 yards, and he was kind of ranting around on Twitter. I don't know if it was on X.
No, it was on, like, some stream. He was on some dude's stream.
Yeah, but he was, you know, just saying how he's frustrated with them. And I am seeing, like, Nick Sirianni kind of responded. I don't even know what he said. But, yeah, A.J. Brown, he's not, you know, unapologetic about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be mad, too. Other than, running backs and tight ends, him and Devonta Smith were the only ones to catch the ball, and Devonta Smith doubled his receptions, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's had, at least this doesn't show targets, but he's had 3 games with under 20 yards.
Yeah.
4 games under, I mean, yeah, he had 1 game with, I mean, his most catches is 6. He's had 2 games over 100 yards and then 1 with 80 yards. But then after that, it's pretty much dropped off.
It's really bad.
And 3 touchdowns spread across 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, he's just so good, and they're just not... I mean, I don't know if he's just a bad route runner, he's not getting open, or Hurts just...
I think...
is not good at just, like, seeing people to throw.
I don't know. Hurts is just not a very good quarterback. I don't care. He's not very good. I don't see him
being MVP worthy, if I'm being real.
Yeah, definitely not.
All right. Yeah, I mean, pretty hard watch, especially if you had to, like, buy ESPN for it or something.
Yeah. Because,
like, I don't know, there's all that. So, yeah, if you had to pay to watch that, you know, unfortunate day.
Yeah, but. Indeed.
All right, let's talk about one more here. We got a pretty impressive stat line, to say the least. 22 carries for 174 yards, as well as 2 touchdowns. Also, 6 catches for 51 yards.
Ooh, that has got to be Achan.
That is correct. It is Devon Achan, who, yeah, huge game. Also, you know, could have also went Jahmyr Gibbs. He was up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean... If you played against him and Jonathan Taylor this week?
I'm pretty sure in my... Or no. I saw some video of some dude who scored, like, close to 260 points because he did have Achan and Taylor, which, oh my God, Lord help that guy. But, yeah, Achan, so good. I mean, people were actually comparing him to Desmond Reed. I saw...
Why?
People were saying Desmond Reed is, like, the next Achan because they're both, like, smaller, shifty, really good pass catchers. So, maybe Desmond Reed's got a future in the NFL, hopefully. But, yeah, this Dolphins team blows out the Bills 30-13. The Bills offense didn't score till the fourth quarter against this terrible Dolphins team. And Tua didn't even play good. Tua had 2 picks. I mean, 15 for 21 ain't bad. 173 and 2 touchdowns. But Achan really did everything he could. Waddle played good.
The Bills just... I mean, they're still 6-3, but like they're just inconsistent.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers in this game.
They're not dominating every game like they used to. I mean, coming off a win on the Chiefs, and they blew out the Panthers...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like if you look at the games they've lost, you know, lost to the Falcons, which again, just a weird. I mean, Falcons are weird too, but
yeah.
And they lost. Who's their third loss? I mean, yeah, Patriots are good. So I don't know. They're just. I mean, got the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's home. Oh, Bills are home. The Bills are just always home. But yeah, so that'll you know, he'll have a chance to bounce back, but that's not any easier of a game.
Yeah.
You know, Josh Allen this could be kind of his, you know, he got the MVP, but, you know, maybe now.
It's crazy because, like, they're still 6-3. I feel like they've lost so many more games.
And the Eagles are 7-2, but, like, I don't really consider them a 7-2 team.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, there's some teams, like, the Bears 6-3, that just surprises me. Mm-hmm. Like, certain teams you just don't expect to be so high.
Yeah.
Like, the Broncos being 8-2, I just don't really, I mean, they're good, but, like, it kind of just sneaks up on you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But pretty weird. Also, I did, you know, I forgot to mention this. When I was looking at the games here, I saw this. I forgot to mention it in the news. But, there was some news breaking over the weekend about Antonio Brown.
Oh, my gosh.
He was, I guess, arrested on
murder charges. Yeah, like attempted murder
charges.
He just pleaded guilty.
Or he pleaded not guilty.
I thought he pleaded guilty.
No, he pleads not guilty. I see in here. And he was just released on bail for $25,000 with GPS monitoring.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Not guilty. I don't even, like, I don't know. What has he been up to?
Dude, he's insane. He fled the country. And then they caught him in some, like, foreign country.
It was
country.
In Dubai, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 37. Like, there's people in the league that are older than him.
I mean, yeah, not many, but
so he could still be balling out. But instead, he's just, I don't know.
Doing nothing.
Potentially killing someone?
Attempting to.
Oh. Yeah. Well, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But
yeah, that's crazy.
You know, so that is all I had for this. So definitely some interesting games. I mean, is there anything else that you want to, you know, throw out there and mention? I mean,
yeah,
we can mention the Thursday night game, which
was boring.
Yeah, 10-7. So I guess just as low scoring as the Packers game. But
were we doing anything? I don't remember really watching that.
I don't think we really did because it was just lame.
I don't even remember what we were doing that Thursday, though.
Not watching this. I mean, yeah, only 3 points in the second half from a supposedly 8-2 Broncos that are just goated. Yeah. But hey, the Raiders know how to bring the heat when they need to.
Yeah. And then Jets beat the Browns. So the Jets win 2 in a row now, I think. So that's pretty crazy. Bears come back late against the Giants. Giants were up 20-10, and I believe away from home. So when the Giants are away and they have a 10-point lead, they have blown it every single time I saw. So, good news for the Packers. But, and then I think the craziest part was the 4 o'clock slate of games. We had some absolute domination going on. 44-22 for the Seahawks, 42-26 Rams, and then 44-22 for the Lions. So, those three teams in the NFC look really good. So, will be interesting to see. And then, of course, yeah, the Steelers get absolutely embarrassed on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Rodgers was looking bad.
Yeah.
He had a bad one pick that was pretty bad.
The other one wasn't really his fault, but
yeah, the whole, oh, man. Just, you know, how do they go from just, you know, balling out against the Colts and then just totally getting destroyed.
Yeah.
And they were away, but they were basically home. There was mainly, like, they were doing mainly Steelers
chants. I think that was pretty much a Steelers home game.
So, yeah, like, the Steelers, they're just kind of like the Packers. Like, you know, sometimes you'll see potential, but then they'll quickly just disappoint you back to normal.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, can they bounce back this week against the Bengals? We saw what happened last time they played the Bengals. They lost. A close one.
Wow, gosh. And then they got Bengals, Bears, Bills, Ravens, Dolphins are now good, Lions.
Yeah. You know, could this be their first season not
that might
losing
mean,
record season?
I mean, Tomlin would get fired.
Would he?
Maybe this, because people always say that the Steelers and Penn State are very similar because they both win a lot every season, but they don't win any meaningful games. So, I mean, James Franklin gets fired. Does Tomlin go? We will see. But, yeah, that's all we got for this. Let's head into my little special segment. All right. So for my segment this week, we're going to do 15 words or less. I'm not sure if you were familiar, Vinny.
I'm not.
But basically how 15 words or less goes is I have a list of 7 people in the NFL or teams. So it could be teams or people. And it's a list of 7. And I have to get you to say every name on the list in 15 words or less by me. So, for example, if it was someone like, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers, I would say GOAT. And then you would be like, 15... oh, Tom Brady, and then I would be Packers.
So the 15 words are spread across 7?
Yes.
So are you averaging you're averaging one word per... You're averaging one word per guess?
You can average 2 per person. Or per person or team.
Oh, yeah. 2 per... Okay. That's it. But, like, how could you get someone in one word?
If I say something good, you should be able to get it. So I have 3 different lists, and we'll see if we can get 15 words or less. Starting off, number 1, I will go with...
What if I say someone on the list, but it's not the person that you're thinking of?
I guess that would count.
All right,
ready? Number 1, murder.
I mean, if I were going off what I just were talking about in the news, I would have to say Antonio Brown.
Okay, there we go. So we got that in 1, just like that. All right. I'm not sure if this counts, but as 1 or 2. We can count it as 2. Sophomore slump.
Sophomore slump? So I'm assuming you mean sophomore season. Like, you're saying their second season they did bad. So you could say that about anyone. I mean,
I feel like there's one guy that everyone would agree on.
You're talking about... Okay, well, this doesn't count, but this doesn't count as words. But you're talking about college sophomore or...
No, NFL. Okay. These are all involving NFL.
Okay. Sophomore slump. Like, see, I don't know the time frame either. Like, this could be anyone in history. But I'm kind of just thinking recently here. Like, who's kind of now doing mid that was goated? You could say CJ Stroud.
Nice.
Actually?
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow. Okay, there we go. Okay. This one I'll try and get in 1. We're just gonna go with sacks.
Bro, okay. I mean, you could just say many people here, but if I'm thinking of... The person I think of when I think of sacks for some reason is Myles Garrett.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
No. Steelers.
Oh, see now, Highsmith's been getting a lot of sacks, but I feel like you're going to say TJ Watt. So I'm going to say TJ Watt.
Yes, TJ Watt. So we're through 3 guys, have done 5 words. Next up, let's go with catches.
Catch what? I mean, dude, everyone gets a lot of catches, but if you're talking about... you're talking about people get a lot of catches, I'm thinking of 2 people, and my first one I'll guess for this is Puka.
Yes.
All right.
There we go.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, number 5, King.
Henry? Derrick Henry?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Number 6, Condiment.
Condiment. I mean, I'm thinking of players here. Condiment. Mustard.
Mustard.
Ketchup. Is it Drake May?
No. I don't hate that guy.
Because Drake May, like mayo?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go with traded.
Okay. I mean, Jair Alexander was traded, but he doesn't really seem like a condiment. Oh, I mean, Micah Parsons was traded, and you could say he's like parsley, but that's not really a condiment. Okay, so this, I just...
Do you want me to give you another hint?
Well, I mean, I might as well throw a guess out. I might as well throw a guess out for doing words. All right. Call me crazy, but I will say...
If you don't know it, you...
Asante Samuel.
No. Okay. For the 10th hint, cornerback.
What?
Come on. Okay.
I mean, Jair does not... Does not, that's not like a condiment name.
Come on.
Jalen, if you're trying to trade this season, Jalen Ramsey, that's not a condiment name. Darius Slay is not a condiment name.
Do you want to use another one?
Well, how many do we have left?
We have 5 left.
And how many words?
2 words left.
After this?
2 words including this.
Okay, I can spare one.
Colts.
Oh, wait. Oh, gosh. Sauce Gardner.
Yes.
I don't consider sauce a condiment.
Yeah.
Sauce sounds more like some... I think about it. Buffalo sauce on wings, you wouldn't consider it a condiment.
Oh, buffalo sauce is most definitely a condiment.
But not when you use it on wings. It's like part of it. All right, fine.
All right, we have 4 words left for this last guy. Let's go with... I'm not sure if you're going to get the reference, but... Knuckles.
Knuckles. I mean, when I think of Knuckles, I think of Sonic. Sonic. I think of Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know who would be like Knuckles. I don't know if I have a guess for this one.
Okay. Lions.
Is it David Montgomery?
It is David Montgomery. There we go.
I think maybe I did hear that before.
Yeah, I think they called him in, what's his name? Sonic and,
Jameer Hims.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. I did hear that.
That was good. We got it in 13.
All right.
But I bet we can do better.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Oh, I'm not sure if you're going to get this reference, but like, let's go with, Madison.
Madison. Okay. There's Jordan running back Madison.
It's like not a player's name.
So you're giving me a name and it's not their name?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What? How does that work?
Because you have to... Do you want me to give you another one?
I mean, I just don't... I mean, are you thinking... Is this like teams? Like,
no, this is a player. You'll understand it once I do the next one.
Yeah.
Beer.
Oh. Justin Herbert?
Yes, Justin
Herbert. If you would have said beer, I think if you would have just said beer, I may have got it.
Yeah, maybe. All right, next up. I don't know what this guy has. I mean, Yeah, I think you'll be able to get this in two. We'll go with underrated.
Okay, you could name millions of players that are underrated.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not going to get it. Do you want me to just give you another hint?
Yeah.
We'll go with underrated Raider.
Underrated?
Yeah.
So you could just combine those words into one word there. Okay, so someone on the Raiders is underrated. I mean, Geno Smith's not really underrated. Genty's pretty fairly rated this year. Pete Carroll's pretty fairly rated. If you're talking about, like, currently. Tucker's pretty... I don't know. Brock Bowers, he's overrated, if anything.
Wow, I'm surprised you aren't getting this.
Why are you surprised?
Because he's, like, one of your favorite players.
Amari Cooper?
No. Underrated Raider Edge.
Max Crosby?
Yes.
Oh. I wouldn't say one of my favorite players.
Okay. Next up. We'll go with I'm gonna count this as one word, but one-handed catch.
I mean, I don't think it's Odell. Wait. What is his... Okay. If it's the person that made the one-handed catch this week, that was really good. I might need another hint.
Okay. One-handed catch, Jets.
I don't think Garrett Wilson would have made a one-handed catch. I don't think Brees Hall even knows how to catch. Brandon Marshall's not in the league anymore. Joe Namath not in the league anymore.
Oh, true.
I don't know.
You have said his name.
Oh. Did I not just get it?
What?
Like, I just said it now?
You've said his name, yeah, just within that thing, but you
never... Oh, so that was it.
Well, you never submitted an actual guess. You said it's not.
Garrett Wilson?
Yes.
Did he make the one this week?
It was last year. I'm not sure if you're
right. I mean, you could argue many people have made one-handed catches.
Yeah, but do you not remember his sick one? Wasn't there a
good one this last week?
He made that crazy one that... Like, he barely got the knee down.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the one in the Penn State game.
Yo, yeah. Next up, Defensive Player of the Year.
Are we talking about last year? Who won it last year? It wasn't TJ Watt, was it? No. Was it? If I'm going off who you think it should be, I would say Micah Parsons.
No. Cornerback.
But cornerbacks don't win Defensive Player of the Year. Did someone win it? Trayvon Diggs didn't win it that year, did he? Trayvon Diggs?
No. Broncos.
Oh, Patrick Surtain. Yes. That's who I was like thinking, but then I was like,
yeah, he won it last year.
Is he really that good now?
Yeah. Dude. Okay, we're only on number 5 and we're already at 9 hints.
Is he impossible?
Yeah, but we're gonna have to cook a little bit.
You're gonna have to cook.
Okay. We'll go with my... I'm gonna use 2 right off rip. My running back.
What? Why would you use 2 there? You would use my as a word? Okay, but like, see, when you mean my, you can mean, oh, your favorite, like, your running back for your team, like the Packers, or you could mean like fantasy. But like, I mean, like, who do you count as your RB1? All right, I'm just gonna have to throw one out there, Breece Hall.
Yes, that was clutch.
I knew he was on your team, but
okay. Okay, skinny.
Skinny.
Yes.
I mean, you could. Artavius Bryant.
No. Eagles.
Devontae Smith.
Yes.
I didn't know it was skinny.
Yeah, he's super skinny. Okay, last one.
I didn't say lean.
Last one. We got two words left.
This is free loot.
Let's go with system.
System. Are you thinking like system QB? Are you thinking system? So we already used like Puka in there. I think you're thinking of system QB, which is your leads me to think Brock Purdy.
Is there a yes?
Yeah.
Yes, we get it.
See,
done.
I knew he, man, with that one.
Yeah.
All right. That was a bit tough.
Yeah. Do we want to play the third one?
I mean, we can rapid fire it.
Okay, we can rapid fire this last one. Okay.
I'm just gonna just say the first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay. Gritty.
Justin Jefferson.
Bengals.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, Chase?
Yes.
But Justin Jefferson is known for the gritty.
That's... I know, but yeah. Middle linebacker.
I mean, what's his name? Fred Warner?
Yes. I knew that was probably going to be the only one you knew.
I actually thought of, like, Miles Jack.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to use two. No, maybe I won't. White.
Well, if you're just saying their name.
No, I'm not.
Okay. You're probably thinking of... Wait, what's his name? Wait, what's his name? That guy. Oh, gosh.
What team?
Eagles.
Okay, no.
The white Eagles cornerback?
That's not it.
Okay, how many white people are in the NFL?
Chargers.
White Chargers. I mean, there's many white people in the Chargers. Phillip Rivers.
Receiver.
McConkey?
Yes.
Bro, you could have said, I mean,
that's, I don't know. Okay. My name.
Aiden Hutchinson?
Yes. Nice. I don't know. Washed receiver.
But you're just using two. Okay, washed receiver. Hopkins?
Steelers.
Calvin Austin?
What?
He's not washed.
Jacked.
DK Metcalf? Yeah. Bro, he's not washed. What are you talking about?
No, he's washed.
He's like the only good one on the team.
Retired.
Jair?
Yes. Okay, and last one. Chef.
Chef. Baker?
No.
What?
Running back.
Bro, Baker Mayfield, I think that's his nickname, is it not?
Running back.
See, I think of Chef, I think of Steph Curry, so... Is it an NBA player?
No.
Okay, running back, chef. Like, what? How many are we even at?
I think we're at 14.
So that was the last one?
Yeah.
Bro, what? I've been doing good. Like, I think you got to work on your questions.
Chef and running back should be more than enough.
No.
What does a chef do?
Cook. James Cook?
Yes.
Okay, dude, you can't be just doing saying white and expecting me to go from white to Ladd McConkey. Like, what?
I mean, I don't think that's terrible. White Chargers and you go Philip Rivers?
Okay, but you should pick ones that don't guarantee two.
I mean, what else would you want me to say for Ladd McConkey?
Okay, you could say McDonald's. And I'll say Mick. Okay, who's Mick?
Okay, no.
Mick Cloud? Mick Conkey?
Okay, yeah. That's all we got for that episode. Or not that episode, that segment. Let's just head on over to some predictions. All right, let's get into some predictions for this week of football. This is now week number 11. And I take a 2-game lead after going 10-4 last week. So let's see. Let's just bang through these really quick, and we'll get through it. Jets at Patriots, Thursday Night Football, Patriots.
Yeah, I don't think the Jets' little win streak will be holding on much longer.
I'm agreed. Commanders at Dolphins. This one's...
I mean, Dolphins are on a hot streak.
I believe this Commanders... is in Spain.
Oh, Commanders are, you know, they got some injuries and whatnot. I'm
yeah,
going Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins as well. Packers at Giants.
Man, Packers need to win.
Yeah,
that's...
we need this bad. Next up, Texans at Titans.
I mean, not to say I really am high on either of these teams, if we're being honest.
I mean, what did the Texans, they had a bye week last week.
No, they beat the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
then
that leads me to just go.
Yeah, I'm going Texans. Panthers at Falcons. Another confusing. I think I'm going to go Falcons just because they
I'm
going to
go Panthers. They're just too – both teams are just inconsistent.
Agreed. Bears at Vikings. Bears.
Call me crazy, but the Bears have been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams has been cooking.
I think this is the week that the Vikings just randomly play good again. Okay. Chargers at Jags. I'm going Chargers.
I mean, dude, we saw what they did to the Steelers.
Yeah. Bucks at Bills.
You know what?
Bucks here.
I'm going... This is the time when the Bills usually just bounce back.
Okay.
You know, they're pretty inconsistent, but yeah.
Bengals at Steelers. Bengals won this
They won this already. Awesome. You know, call me crazy. I'm going to say Bengals. Just because, you know, when you vote against the Packers, oh, I guess it didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what?
I'm going Steelers.
I'm going Bengals, but I want the Steelers to
okay.
win.
49ers at Cardinals.
Oh, you know, no Marvin Harrison. Probably,
I'm going 49ers here.
Yeah, especially they got Percy. All
right. Seahawks at Rams. Maybe game of the week. This one's pretty good.
I mean, you know, both teams are like 7-2.
Yeah, Rams as well.
Yeah, you know, Puka's probably gonna get like 80 carries.
Yeah, Chiefs at Broncos. I could see this being a very boring game.
Really, this could be one of those sneaky boring games.
Every Broncos game is boring.
That's true. You know, I'm gonna go Chiefs.
I think I'm gonna go Chiefs
because you know
as
that
well.
The Raiders almost beat the Broncos, which means the Chiefs could beat the Broncos.
Ravens at Browns. Ravens, I think, are back, unfortunately. So
I mean, Ravens. I think you just say the Browns are trash.
True. Lions at Eagles. Sunday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Lions are gonna rip them a new one. Unfortunately,
I'm rooting for, but you know that's bad for your division.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Lions are just the dominant.
And then a pretty bad game to wrap up the week. Cowboys at Raiders. I do think the Cowboys are going to win this.
I don't know if I'll really be watching this one.
Yeah, that is not a very good.
Yeah, Cowboys probably going to secure that.
Yeah, but that is all we got for this week. You know, honestly, a couple pretty good games coming up this week, so I'm pretty excited. And College Game Day coming to the University of Pittsburgh. So
yeah, we got Very exciting. Pitt plays Notre Dame, you know. Could be a blowout, you know, but
I got faith.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun either way.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, Aiden, you know, you may see Aiden on TV doing the little field goal kick.
Yeah, I will not be waking up that early.
I probably just like split the money with someone to do it for me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I'm making it. But yeah, so that's all we got for this week. Thank you guys for listening, as always. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.